the frog, but that fish has just been out too long.
Yeah.
It's like that the fish in Japan that ferments for 3 years.
Yep. You just stick it under a rock.
Like, it's similar to Lutefisk.
Yeah, it's just
Are you familiar with Idiot Abroad?
Yes.
There's a good episode where Carl goes to Japan and they have him eat what is supposed to be the forerunner of sushi, which is fish that you cut open, put in a box, and let ferment for 3 years, and then you serve it to people.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, and apparently it's horrible.
I believe it.
Which
that
only
sounds horrible.
I think it was packed in moss too, which I remember reading like before I'd even ever seen the episode, was the actual forerunner to sushi. Like you pack it in moss, keep it under a rock in a cave for months or years.
And in fact, I think it goes
inflict it on people you know and laugh.
It sort of goes against my theory that a lot of foods that are traditionally quote unquote ethnic are actually just jokes that people have played on conquering foreigners. Like, when the English got into Scotland and they were like, yes, well, you're part of Great Britain now. And the Scottish people were like, ah, all right, but you have to eat our food. And the English people are like, oh, yes, well, I suppose that's fine. What do you eat? Here's a sheep's bladder, and it's stuffed with a bunch of junk. And the English are like, oh, well, I suppose it's ethnic, isn't it? So I suppose we'll eat it. And then when the English people got their influence in Japan, the Japanese were like, well, if you've conquered us, but you have to eat our food. And the English are like, yes, well, what do you eat? We eat seaweed stuffed with raw fish. Oh, yes, well, I suppose it's ethnic, so, yeah, I suppose we'll eat it.
Well, it could be based on, like, imagine how dirt poor and crappy their lives were at the time, where it's just like, you know, everyone say didn't have electricity, couldn't do they hadn't figured out the fridge yet.
The fridge is difficult, but my theory is that it's there, but if you have to sit there and ferment it for 3 years, it's not like you knew.
Well, no, it's not like it was intentional. It's, hey, look, I found a fish, we're not gonna starve tonight.
Just, well, we've had this fish lying around for 3 years. We didn't know what to do with it, but
I haven't fed it for 3 years. We might as well eat it.
Just it's ethnic. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose it's ethnic.
Well, no. The revival of food of that level is the big prank. Yep. Because fuck anyone who tries to do that. But
just, you're eating seaweed. Okay, all right. Yeah, we've been doing this for hundreds of years. It's great.
It's salty.
I mean, but we have McDonald's now, which is an even crueler joke to play on anyone.
Yes, yes. And in the future, they will laugh at the Big Mac song.
Yep, they'll be like, well,
what a worship of a false idol.
China will say, well, America, we've conquered you economically. And America will say, well, that's fine, but
we
you have to
you
eat our
beaties.
Food. You have to eat our food. Well, what do you eat? McDonald's.
Cow lips ground up and in between imitation bread.
The Chinese will be like, oh, yeah, well, I suppose it's ethnic. So no, they'll eat it.
No. See, you're wrong. They'll be like, that sounds delicious.
Just perfect.
I mean, think of McDonald's colors. Red and yellow.
Red and yellow. Ketchup and mustard.
Well, China's flag.
Apparently, yes, red and yellow, like, as a color combination in logos, makes Americans hungry.
Yep.
Does
I'm actually
it?
Not
it
sure. Does. I'm not sure if that's cause or effect, though.
So
I think it's the red specifically because Burger King is blue and red.
Is they?
But Wendy's is yellow and red, aren't they? And Hardee's is yellow and red.
Burger King was yellow and red for a while.
They were, but then they did kind of a differentiation, like, hey, we're not like anybody.
So do you think it has to do with the fact that we've just been conditioned to see those colors and know that food will soon follow?
I don't know.
I think ketchup it was a psychological, like, people were just shown colors, and it's what clicked the most.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's
so
like
it
red
could,
meat.
It could be a cause and effect at the same time, where it's something that has been programmed over a number of years, that now we just know that that's what it means, so therefore our brains react to it, so it's kind of, it's become the paradigm that has shifted all of our perceptions into it.
Is that why no one eats, like, Jolly Green Giant stuff? Because it's green and not
it,
red.
It's because you don't know where it's coming from. Like, is it coming from under his armpit?
Right. What if it's just his giant Jolly Green thing? I don't want to eat that.
Well, the distinct slices, you know, avoid the sliced stuff.
No.
But it could be his equivalent to dandruff. It's just like shake. Oh, look, peas. I'm just going to freeze these and save these for later next to that fish over there.
What if he...
Broccoli? What?
Jolly Green runs out of razors. Well, no broccoli for this month. Sorry, guys. Stupid Jolly Green giant. Jerk.
So this would be a good time to start episode 119. So Andrew, AJ, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Glad to be here, yes. As always.
Yes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'm incredibly tempted to keep that Jolly Green Giant stuff in, but I don't know. I just don't know. Don't know if I can do that.
But, flip a coin.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll just drink a lot before I edit, so I will like, oh, I have to do it. I can't get rid of this shit.
Be bold. Kind of thing. Comic gold.
Yeah.
That's always been my way of dealing with things, is to tell myself I won't do it and intentionally set myself up so I can't resist the temptation. It served me well.
That's a solid plan.
So we got a little bit of news this week. Put this down. So the first thing is that recently Netflix has come into a run-in with Verizon, service provider for internet, because apparently they have bottlenecked Netflix's bandwidth and have caused poor service. And I guess...
Wasn't that Comcast?
Well, yeah, it's somebody is trying to charge Netflix more, to solve that problem in the bad way. But Comcast has said, you know what, we will connect you directly into our servers, and then from there, all of our subscribers will have fantastic service. Mm. And like a day after that, Verizon and AT&T have both said, they have said that they were planning on doing basically the same thing. It's just that Comcast beat them to the punch. But the big weird drawback is Comcast is actually charging Netflix for this service, where it's going to be just a benefit for 100% of Comcast subscribers of Netflix, where you think that more people would opt into, who already have Netflix, would opt into Comcast in order to facilitate that better service, where it's not going to garner, it's less likely for existing Comcast people without Netflix to opt in at this point if they haven't already been wowed by the content that is flying on there at this, you know, that's rivaling HBO and, you know, modern networks at this point.
Yeah, this isn't... I don't actually know what's going on, but, like, they were intentionally throttling down certain things. Like, they throttled down torrents and other things that are suspected piracy.
Sure.
They also started throttling down Netflix, perfectly legitimate streaming.
Well, it's because Netflix is basically the go-to... devourer of bandwidth at this point. It is like in the top five, if not the top three, sites that people utilize on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's probably the largest. I'd be willing to bet it's the largest user of bandwidth in America, at least.
Yeah,
the largest single. I would believe that. Yeah, I know it is a very significant percentage of the total bandwidth is being used by Netflix any given time.
Yeah, nonetheless, like it's kind of evil for them to like you're signed up with Netflix. You're like, okay, I'm paying you money so I can watch my things. You're signed up with your internet service provider saying, hey, I want to access the interwebs and its associated services. Why do they get to say, all right, you can do that, but this site's going to be super slow unless they pay us money?
Well, it's they didn't really bring that up as a clause, but at the same time, it's probably something where much like content, like media sharing and all of that stuff, it's something that was addressed down the road as an issue that, you know, whatever overseeing company saw and thought, we need to solve this problem or else we are, you know, going to the red for this. So they thought that maybe no one would notice the throttling a little bit, but then, you know, people were able to add it up because, you know, a lot of this is trackable information. You can actually see how much bandwidth you are sharing per site, you know, different
I was going to say
variations in speeds.
You cannot slow down a bunch of college nerds' Netflix exactly. and then not expect them to be like, what there the will fuck be just happened?
Yeah.
Get on the internet and figure it out, because they will do that.
Exactly. And so it's you know, it's probably like somebody got fired. Somebody got fired over
Most
this.
Likely.
But it's something where it probably at the time there was that meeting where everyone was sitting around trying to figure out a solution, and they thought maybe just dialing it down, people might not notice.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's fine when you aren't one of the largest internet presences in the world, or in America, if not globally. Does Netflix do a global service?
Not completely. It's kind of country by country where they can get the licenses for movies to actually have a sufficient library.
Bet you a dollar they don't do it in China.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure. So I wouldn't be, if I go to Pakistan, I won't be able to get Netflix?
Mm. I don't think so. I think China might have a response for Netflix of their own
right.
building.
This is the party's Netflix, if you will.
Basically.
The people's
they edit
Netflix.
Down, they edit down like all of the movies with like American propaganda and sort of tear out anything that makes China look bad.
I would love to see North Korea's Netflix. Well, we've got the You're one saying movie they have about...
internet?
I'm sure they have internet. I'm well, not
they
sure.
as in citizens? No.
Well, who would really be watching it? It would be party members. So it would be like the three generals, or sorry, the 150 generals. They'd be like, all right, what do you want to watch tonight? Well, there's that biography of the glorious leader. There's the other biography of the glorious leader. We could watch that one about the glorious leader.
So I feel like you're just listing off everything in the VHS case that they have.
Actually...
I'm sorry, Laserdisc.
Right, oh, of course. It looks like a record made out of lasers.
And plus it'll be that action scene when Kim Jong-un, you know, throws it and chops another general's head off.
Yeah. I would love to
With
see...
With the Captain Korea shield.
I would love to see their footage of him at the 2010 World Cup.
Oh, my God.
When North Korea... Happened? Oh, my God, no, didn't you hear about this?
North Korea won.
And Kim Jong-il was part of the North Korean soccer team, and he scored single-handedly like 12 goals in one game.
Minimum.
So he walked off the field to give the other team a chance to score a goal. So they did really well, and they did win, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
I would love to see that footage. I mean, that would be like the miracle, like the Disney-produced miracle film. Of North Korea.
Yeah.
Except everyone saw it coming.
See, I would wish, I know it's not to this level, but I would wish that their propaganda was to the level of like finger puppets. So it's like really hackneyed and horrible, but at the same time, like it's the one finger that's distinctly Kim Jong-il. You can just
really tell, the big
glasses. The other ones are just like all kind of gray and, you know, not really people. Just like, wah, 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 wah.
Wouldn't you love to hear the commentary for that match, too?
Yes.
Just, well, and the glorious leader has scored another goal. The other players...
He's killed three people in the process.
The other players are crying, but he's telling them to buck up. Mm-hmm. He'll give them a chance later. Oh, there's another goal from the glorious leader. It's like they're not even trying.
The rest of the team is bowing in anticipation to the great leader.
Look at him go. He's so athletic. He must train several hours a day for this.
And the opposing goalie has just wet himself.
His 47 abs are certainly glistening in the sun today in this domed stadium.
To even the odds, the glorious leader has taken off his glasses, sort of put him on an even playing field with the rest of the players.
But of course, we know that the great leader has 20/20 vision, so it's really a lost cause.
Unfortunate.
I was just going to say, he donned his non-prescription glasses.
Right.
Did you hear Kim
Which
Jong-il?
Are larger than his He's prescription hipster. Glasses.
Kim Jong-il was a big hipster, that's all.
I knew it. Do you know he did love cinema? He kidnapped
iPods.
A director?
Yep.
And forced him to make movies and like gave him all these terrible notes. There's a book about it.
Yep. It's isn't it about the ballet, too? Didn't he have a thing about ballet as well?
That I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past.
I do remember the kidnapped director.
Yep.
But so other random news, the TiVo's co-founders have created a new set-top box called the Q Play TV Streamer. It has just been launched, and it is selling for $49. And from what I can tell, is basically a box you hook up to your TV, control with your, at this point, iPad, I think was their go-to. But I assume it's going to be iOS, Android, whatnot, controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just any streaming video, but to your TV as a device, rather than the alternatives out there for bouncing your computer to your TV.
Hmm.
And the other thing is it's curated channels, but they call them queues, but not Q-U-E-U-E, but Q.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I get it.
But why would someone purchase that over Chromecast, for example?
Well, I assume what they're hoping for is they have planned to partner with Hulu and Netflix and, you know, optimistically other services like Amazon, things like that. But they haven't launched those yet because it's still in kind of a beta format, but it's a cheaper price tag than Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's another option on the market where people will be able to go on and curate these channels, and maybe it'll have the same kind of following that like Vine has, where you can actually watch those sort of videos, like even the 6-second clips of Vine on the same, you know, box. But it's really just another way to unify TV with internet. But this time, you know, not grabbing any real, well, not a lot of professional content, but it'll have access to YouTube, it'll have access to Vine, it'll actually access Facebook and a number of other things, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't quite get how it was different from just owning a smart TV or one
basically,
of the Blu-ray players.
It's basically...
But yeah, if it does have like special channel support, that would at least demarcate it a little bit. But still,
right.
You can buy Blu-ray players... And they're getting down in price, though they're still pretty expensive, that do have smart TV-ish capability.
Yeah, and they're cornering the market of people who aren't willing to buy a new TV yet because theirs is functional. Like, this is a Dell TV, and it actually is one of those TVs that's weighed 100 pounds in its time and was a bitch to get up 3 floors. But realistically, by hooking up my computer, now it is basically a smart TV, and people who are in that same market but haven't, you know, maybe have... a laptop or a dedicated computer somewhere else could use it for the same kind of process if they wanted maybe something, I don't want to say a step above Chromecast, because Chromecast has an equal number of features, but perhaps instead it's the curated stuff that they can, you know, it's almost like you could probably create your own channel and then other people can get access to yours. So it's a social activity.
Yeah. One note though, if they're hoping to partner with Hulu, good luck. That's almost impossible. Network executives and like the networks sort of have partnerships with Hulu. They actually are attempting to like throttle down the popularity of Hulu. They don't like people watching like TV on their TV through internet streaming devices. And it's like Hulu can't work with Google Chrome devices because like Google Chrome could access the internet directly and thus was able to access Hulu, and Hulu shut them down because Hulu's contract, you can't watch Hulu on a television. You're supposed to watch it on mobile devices and a computer. And it's really weird.
That's weird because Apple TVs can actually access Hulu Plus at this time. So I wonder if it's, you know, eventually they probably signed a slightly different contract knowing that Apple would be the, you know, attempter to...
I think they're asking a lot for Google Chrome's end just because they probably... I think Google sort of let it slide for a while, knowing that people were accessing Hulu. I'm not 100% on that, though.
I believe it. But one of the last stories I have is Disney, in an effort to try to corner every market before its content goes live on Netflix as a full library, is they have launched a Disney Movies Anywhere app for iOS at this point, which connects with specifically an iTunes account to see what movies you've purchased of Disney ownership, be that Disney, Pixar, pre-separation. Though I guess technically Pixar, I imagine, is still a Disney company, but they're doing kind of their own stuff on without
believe there's
as much influence. Together.
They're a studio.
They're a studio,
yep.
But owned by Disney in extension. And then Marvel is on there as well.
Yep.
And so I actually downloaded this app earlier today, and it's kind of awesome. It's definitely a sales front where it's, okay, here are all of our movies that are available on iTunes that you can purchase. And it goes back into the old classics, like beyond stuff that I recognize at all, where it's the live action, you know, story of a boy and his dog and another boy and generic animal number two. It's just like this weird compound of stuff alongside Swiss Family Robinson and all of the animated classics and all that stuff.
Shipwrecked.
Yes, Shipwrecked was on
Shipwrecked.
There. Yes, I saw that on there and thought of you immediately.
This is his eager face.
Yes. And with that, what it adds is if you have purchased these videos, most of the time that if you purchase a video through iTunes, it's kind of a standalone. Mm-hmm. Recently, iTunes has released iTunes Extras, where it's basically like the bonus content you'd get on a DVD or Blu-ray.
Yep.
But not for all of them. But this service adds a lot of those, where I'd purchased WALL-E way back when. And then it allows me to access, like, the Presto, which is the animated short at the beginning. God.
That's one of the best ones they ever did.
And Bernie, the little blowtorch guy.
Yep.
And, I mean, not every single video has bonus content. But at the same time, it allocates for that, you know, I am a big fan of blooper reels.
Mm.
Like, that's why I bought the first three seasons of Psych, was to see the blooper reels and then to have the
extensive
episodes.
Blooper reels, yes.
Exactly. It's just like you find that right group where they can goof around. Like, even how the Muppets, for their most recent film, had a blooper reel, even though it's obviously just people messing around with puppets.
I feel like that sort of setup, that's more inclined to a blooper reel.
Right.
When you have puppets, you could just do whatever.
You could do whatever, but, you know, some people could just be like, oh, I screwed that up, you know, just bring the puppet down, just like, okay, let's try this again. But the fact they stay in character and just goof around for an extra 30 seconds.
I feel like if I ever screwed up as a puppeteer, I would just start yelling at the puppet. I'd be like, what is wrong with you? And the puppet would be like, I'm sorry. Do better next time.
That one was on you, Kermit.
I ain't taking the fall for this guy. He is so unprofessional.
Like, look at him. Can you see this guy?
And if you do actually opt into this as an iOS user currently, you will actually get access to... One other feature to mention is that through this app, you can actually stream any Disney feature that you own onto your phone or iPad device without having access to, say, your iTunes library.
That is nice.
And then on top of that, if you opt in now, you actually get access to The Incredibles.
Ooh.
As another feature film exclusively available through the app, not through your iTunes account. So,
but still.
Well, I like The Incredibles. I don't own any iOS devices, though, so I'm out of luck.
Exactly, and that's the thing. I think they're trying to, like, kind of close off any opportunities at this point just to be ready for the future. But at the same time, I feel like they're being very selective going with Apple first. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they have partnerships with them where Frozen, which is not available on DVD or Blu-ray yet, has been released on iTunes. And they always do a lot of, you know, early release videos where it has been a Disney feature or a Pixar feature. So they already have a strong connection with iOS. But I assume that Android can't be far behind. They're not going to skip that market.
I feel like it makes more sense to try out one particular operating system so that you don't have to deal with everything, and then you can see how the market's going to react to it, and then if there's good reaction, then you can deal with the rest of them. But
and plus the dedicated media store is also very trackable, very efficient. Yep. Where with Android, I don't know, are there multiple Adam, I don't know why that happened. What do you have on Android of video shopping availability?
It's all basically through the Play Store. through the Google Play.
Okay,
store.
So it is effectively one centralized. Okay, good.
Yeah, the app, wanted
to make sure.
The app market's all kind of wild westy, and like there's a lot of piracy and like copying of original ideas and other things. But iTunes, it's a little more controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah. You're a little more likely to get like shot out at the OK Corral and Android than the iTunes portion of this hypothetical Wild West.
That's true. Right, kids. If you buy Android, you're going to get shot.
I did say
by, by desperados.
Times are tough.
I just actually realized it's all A's tonight. And
oh, yeah.
A.
I'm doing the Fonzie thing D. for listeners.
And Katie Shea.
Nah. I don't think it works that way.
No.
One of these things.
Andrew, AJ, if there's anything that is anything streaming that you're watching a lot of right now, listening to a lot of right now?
Well, at the moment.
Acknowledging it all.
I don't know if you've spoken to this, but Gobbled Down House of Cards Season 2, when that came out.
Yes, there was actually a report that said that they finished most, or a good chunk of viewers have already finished it like within the weekend.
Oh, God, I did it in one day. It's just, well,
Happy Valentine's Day.
No,
say nothing about the plot because Katie and I are part of the way through.
There's cynicism.
The first season.
There's politics. Maybe some backstabbing.
Yeah, there's
a very distinct accent.
What?
I haven't even finished season one. So.
Nor have I. I'm close, but not that close.
I will say this. The one thing I do really like about season two is that when you've got season one out of the way and you've got all of those tedious character introductions out of the way, season two is really great with developing those characters. Like, some of the criticism I've read is that it's just a really slow season. Like, things happen, but they happen at their own sort of sluggish pace. But I disagree. I mean, yes, I'd say it's slower than your typical, like,
AMC feature.
Right.
Than 24.
Yeah, it's definitely slower than 24. I'll say that.
There's less, like,
There's less explosions. There's less
gunplay.
You don't see Kevin dangling someone from a rooftop for information.
But that being said...
Well, you do, but it's for a long time.
It just keeps him there for about 20 minutes. There's this great dialogue. But, I mean, it's just the characters are established.
There are at least three asides while he's dangling.
Every trap is technically a Rube Goldberg, so you have to wait and you see every single process.
Kevin Spacey goes through the entire thing, describing it to the viewers.
And he voices over the entire thing.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But,
can we do that?
But with Danny Elfman doing the background music.
It's like, all right, now here's what's going to happen with this. This man. Danny Elfman. The song sounds like Danny Elfman.
Oh, my God. Every time I hear a Danny Elfman score, I'm going to hear that now. Because that's probably what it was. That's all it was.
You can thank Mystery Science Theater for that. That's a great Tom Servo quote. Danny. It's in Final Sacrifice.
That's right. That was the very musical episode.
Rostower.
Do you think there's beer on the sun?
I first watched that at the dock after hours.
Beautiful. What memories.
So just as a crossover for something that everyone can enjoy is Wits, which is a program on NPR where they bring on usually traditionally a comedian and a music act, and they do a lot of radio play with the guest, and then the musician comes in, and sometimes there's a head-to-head between the musician and comedian to some degree. And during one of the Patton Oswalt appearances, and all of this is taped at the Fitzgerald in St. Paul, by the way.
I'm always surprised by some of the great comedians and musicians they can get. Yeah.
Exactly. And on one of them is Patton Oswalt, and they actually had Tom Servo and Crow's voice actors sitting in a box.
Right.
And they actually cut to them for a moment and gave them microphones, they got to do kind of a quick color commentary on how they thought the episode had progressed thus far.
Oh, nice.
And so it was a nice kind of callback to Mystery Science Theater 3000 of a live product.
Those two are just beautiful. I mean, they've got great voices.
Tom Servo, it really is. Just it that's his voice.
Yep.
And you can't close your eyes and not see it.
Just, yep, you are a gumball machine with arms.
Yeah. Kind of bouncing around a little bit.
Slinky arms.
That's right. They were slinky arms.
But this is actually a fantastic time for us to go to commercial, so we will do just that and then come back and play a game.
Yay, games.
Aha! Woo! Yay, commercial.
Hello, listeners. Thank you very much for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 119. My name is Dan Whalen, and Adam Erdman and I taped this episode on February 25th, 2014, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with our guests Alex A.J. Johnson and Andrew Osberg. Now, you've already heard the conversation. It was fantastic, and we had so much fun. But before we get to Movie Bluff coming up next, a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online, bufferingpodcast.com. Photos of our guests, articles, archive of all of our episodes, archive of all of our bonus tracks. Check it out, bufferingpodcast.com. Facebook, facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Twitter, @BufferPodcast, for both of those to get updates about the show, the site, guests, photos, release dates, teasers. Follow us, like us, whatever, please. We love you. Thank you very much for your support. You can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast on iTunes. And you can find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to Stitcher.com and searching for Buffering Podcast, or by going to download their Stitcher Smart Radio app in iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And again, a plug for Samuel Truth, who did our theme. You can hear more of his work at samueltruth.bandcamp.com. But that's everything I had to plug for episode 119, and enjoy Movie Bluff.
So what were the approximate scores for that round?
Well, she doesn't take, that was practice Boo. Round. That was too good. Now, you, no, we've used all of our talent.
You did well.
I did think I won that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so, now we're going to jump right into the game. Now we're going to get back into all this craziness.
Indeed.
So, to remind listeners at home of our buzzing noises, Andrew, what's yours?
Snuh.
AJ?
Shmeh.
And I am Thwack.
All right, here we go. So, to start things off...
And I know I mentioned it, but I didn't mention it. TV shows count.
Yes.
I was unclear until someone mentioned Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes. So now we're covered.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, in memoriam, let's start this game with Harold Ramis.
Thwack.
Wow. Dan by hair.
Let's go with Orange County.
Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Stripes.
Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Let's do Ghostbusters 2.
Cast.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Rick Moranis.
Movie.
Snuh.
Andrew.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Let's do... I lost it.
Oh, that's time.
Yep. I got it right after I said that.
Anyone else want to buzz in?
What was the... I'm sorry.
Rick Moranis.
A Rick Moranis...
Movie.
Movie, yep.
Movie. Schmeh.
AJ.
Little Shop of Horrors.
That's nice. What I was thinking of.
Movie.
Rick Moranis doesn't make movies.
Can we do sequels to the aforementioned titles?
No, Dan? We can't.
Canadian Bacon.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Movie.
Okay, Thwack. It's been long enough.
Damn it.
Dan.
Ghostbusters. We put three movies in between sequel series references.
There you go.
Good. Okay.
Okay, movie again.
Another Hail Ring. Or another...
She's signaling. She's talking in sign language. That's been 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Pantomime.
The one she was trying to get you to say, and the one that I was trying to get you to say too, was Spaceballs.
Of course.
Yes.
Man,
how did
you
I
call
not
this
think
a radar? No, sir. We call it Mr. Coffee.
All right.
Okay.
Now we're warmed up.
So onto our round two. Let's see. Let's go with. Yeah, let's go with Monument Men.
Schmeck. Thwack.
AJ.
Bill Murray.
Movie.
Schmeck. Thwack.
AJ.
Caddyshack.
Cast.
Schmeck.
AJ again.
Ted Knight.
Cast.
Schmeck.
AJ.
Roddy Dangerfield.
Movie.
Thwack. Schmeck.
Dan.
Rover Dangerfield.
You knew you were going to go with that.
Yes. But cast?
No. That was the wrong choice.
No, no, there's nobody in that movie.
Okay.
Though it was directed by Harold... No, no, it was written by Harold Ramis.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, co-written, wow. I believe.
Okay. Bring it back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So our next move will be... Oh, what's his name? Maybe you can help me. I'll just say Frasier.
Meh.
AJ.
Shit, what is his name?
5 seconds. That's it.
Yep. Sorry.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. Yep, that's it.
Oh, no. Someone else could have buzzed in.
Katie. Yeah, yeah. He did Frasier as the show.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. So we'll restart. I'll say Jerry Seinfeld.
Thwack.
Dan.
I know comedians in cars getting coffee doesn't technically count as a show, so I'm going to say B-movie.
I actually would have counted it, but anyway, yeah, that's fine. Movie again?
I could have done comedians Thwack. In cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
Dan.
Seinfeld.
Cast.
Schmack.
Snow.
AJ.
Jason Alexander.
Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
North.
Cast?
Oh, yeah.
Thwack.
Dan?
Let's go with Ben Kingsley.
Movie.
Snuh.
Andrew.
Gandhi.
That's right.
Bit of a step down from the previously mentioned movie, but...
Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Prince of Persia.
Oh.
Who Cast. Are you? Shmeh.
AJ.
Wasn't the Gyllenhaal in that?
Which one?
Jake. Not Maggie. She's the Prince of
what
Persia.
What a weird beard.
Where did that Terrorist. Come from?
Cast.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Of Prince of Persia? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, did anyone actually see that one? I just know that as a reference to something else.
Yep, nope.
No I idea. Saw the trailer a million times at Target, and I hate it.
I actually did see that one by some random chance. The Andrew. One, the name I was looking for was Gemma Arterton, but...
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Yes.
Naturally.
Anyway, we're past that now. Do you want to do it? Let's do a score update.
Sure. Okay. I did not give Alex a nega point for the Kelsey Grammer stuff.
Thank you, dear.
I just called that a shenanigans. Anyway... we are sitting at, in third place, Andrew, with 2 points.
Yeah. Those are the 2 best points scored this game, though.
In second place is Alex with 8 points. And in first place presently is Dan with 11 points, but 1 nega point, so 10 points.
Nega points.
Nega points.
I'm a catch up to you.
You can do it, Andrew. You got this.
Get set up for your attack run.
X-Foils in attack position. Alex, again, stop screaming.
I feel
What's
like
that
I'm going to
doing here?
I feel like I'm going to pull a Porkins any minute now. Just explode.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Oh, boy.
Everything's fine. I'm
Dak?
In trouble here.
Dak!
I feel like I could take on the whole empire myself.
Oh, guys, all Dak's right. got this.
Okay. So... Anyway. So Katie and I watched this movie again recently and rekindled my love for this movie, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Thwack.
Ooh. Dan by hair.
Elijah Wood again.
Cast.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Ian McKellen.
Movie.
Snuff.
Wait, Andrew. What?
They
were buzzing in before you said a category.
Yeah.
It's because we knew from the stutter it wasn't
I didn't hear him mooing.
Did I stutter?
X-Men Did 3. I stutter?
Last Stand.
Cast.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Kelsey Grammer.
I set that up on purpose. Not even kidding.
Thank you.
Cast.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Ellen
Why
Page.
Didn't you see a movie, son of a gun?
Movie.
Schmeh.
Yes.
Juno.
Ugh.
Movie.
No, wait.
Okay, Andrew.
I'm trying to remember the name of the movie she was in. It was so bad. Oh, God.
Thwack.
Dan.
Hard Candy.
I was going to go with Hard Candy.
Movie nice. Again.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Inception.
Inception.
Yeah, that one.
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know. Why God. Didn't I What's think of that?
Exactly. And we'll go with Cast.
Schmeh.
Dan by hair.
Let's go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Movie.
Schmeh.
Thwack.
That's Dan. Or I mean, Alex. Sorry. Blah, blah, blah.
What's going on here?
G.I. Joe. Rise of Cobra.
Cobra!
Cobra!
Cast.
Snuh.
Andrew.
Channing Tatum.
Movie.
Yep.
Thwack.
Dan.
Magic Mike. I'm so proud of myself for buzzing you so quickly on that one.
Watches it a lot.
Cast.
Thwack.
Dan.
Matthew McConaughey.
Movie.
Thwack.
Snuh.
Dan.
Let's go with Sahara.
Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't actually see it.
Oh, God. I saw part of it. Why can't I remember? What's her name?
Well, that's 5 seconds. There's some lady actor in...
It's the one who's always with him in films.
What's his face? Redhead
McKinney. Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was Alan Tudyk in Sahara?
He's been in so much stuff.
He was the voice of the robot in iRobot.
I love Alan Tudyk.
He was King Candy in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes. Yeah.
He was in something else that surprised me recently, too.
He was in Frozen.
He was in Firefly.
He was in Frozen. He was
did
in
you
Firefly.
Know?
I did know.
I was not aware of this.
My God.
Let's not
Though
do
I
Firefly.
Thought that Jonah Hill was Olaf for the longest time, just in terms of basic tonality of his voice.
And just because
I don't like him and I do like Alan Tudyk, I'd like to issue a how dare you.
wait.
Second.
Alan Tudyk wasn't
Yeah,
Olaf.
He wasn't Olaf.
Oh.
What? No, the guy who was Olaf is kind of weird looking, actually.
No, he was the guy who... Did you see 21? I know this is a weird reference.
I didn't see that one.
Because he was like a second banana character in that, where he was friends with the guy before the guy got corrupted by Kevin 21. Spacey.
That Kevin Spacey?
Let's see. I can...
Speaking of people who are funny looking.
Sorry.
Resuming the game now.
Sorry. I'll look this up. I'm going to remember. Olaf.
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Schmeh.
Alex.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Cast.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Zach Quinto.
Movie.
Schmeh.
AJ.
Heroes.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Alex.
Hayden Pachurdu. You know who I'm talking about.
I'll take it. Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Remember the Titans.
Cast.
Thwack.
Dan.
Let's go with Ethan Suplee.
I don't know that.
Mm-mm.
Cast.
Schmeh.
Alex.
Denzel.
Yeah.
Denzel.
Denzel.
The only
Jordan.
Denzel.
Which Denzel?
There's only one Denzel.
Denzel, yeah.
Washington.
Okay.
Come on.
Movie.
Snuff.
Andrew.
Manchurian Candidate remake.
Ooh. Ooh. Remake.
Yeah, he was in the original with Sinatra.
Tiny parentheses.
Denzel is timeless. Whatever.
Well, yeah, he was in both, but I mean, he was better in the second one.
Yeah. But okay, so we're on Manchurian Candidate?
We are. And I'm going to say movie, though.
Thwack.
Dan.
Oh, dang it.
Flight Plan.
Movie.
Son of... Thwack.
Dan.
John Q.
Movie again.
Schmeh.
Alex.
Ooh. Man on Fire.
Movie.
Thwack.
The one I was trying
Dan.
To Two Guns.
Movie.
That other one. Listen, we don't need to go through Denzel's entire body of work.
Well, we kind of do, but we're just bad at it.
He's been in lots of other movies.
Yeah, mine was going to be Amistad, but I don't know if I was just... Oh, I was going to say Glory. That's what it was.
Oh, right.
You could have also said American Gangster. That's another
No, that
one.
I never saw that one.
God, I own that movie. How did I not?
There you go.
Well, maybe it's just that Denzel is so timeless that his body of work is too large. And we we have
That's
we drown
what
in
she
it.
Said.
It just hurts so good.
We just drown in it. You're funny, Adam.
Sorry.
That's me laughing at your joke.
No, I'm laughing at you laughing at my joke.
Oh my God.
So it's all good.
Such range.
We have to go deeper.
Can we laugh at other people laughing at our joke? Laughing at us, laughing at Andrew, laughing at Adam.
Too abstract. Okay.
Yep.
Too far.
Denzel. Okay. So.
Denzel's obviously James Bond.
Yes.
Denzel. Okay,
game.
Go ahead.
Continuing
go ahead.
With the game.
What?
You got me thinking of it. Let's say Daniel Craig.
Schmeh.
No.
Dan.
Skyfall.
Cast.
Thwack.
Dan.
Dame Judi Dench.
Such scorn. Just, that Dench woman.
There was no actual scorn. It was just, I was trying to be dramatic.
Oh, I see. Okay, it ended up in scorn.
It did. I think of the inch.
Movie.
Sorry. A Dame Judi Dench film.
Yes.
Has she made movies?
Yes.
Can't think of any of them. I know all of them. I can't think of any of them.
That's 5 seconds.
Because there's the one about the Indian hotel thing that the something.
Well, that's just the movie that
Best
all...
Best Exotic Marigold Hotel?
Yeah, sure.
That's the film that all old British people are in.
Yeah.
Was she in any of the Princess Diary movies?
No, that was Julie Andrews.
Okay, I was just checking.
Wait, yeah, no.
And she wasn't in Harry Potter because that was...
Our most favorite old woman.
Yes, Maggie
old
Smith.
English woman.
All right, so continuing on. Let's go with Beards. Zach Galifianakis.
Thwack.
Dan.
Let's go with Hangover 2.
Cast.
I refuse to answer.
Thwack.
Dan.
Let's say I've lost it already.
It's gone. Someone else want to buzz in?
Yeah.
No, because
I'm trying
to
remember the actor's name, but I can't, which is a shame because he's the best part of the first one, which is the only one I saw.
Okay.
Are you thinking of the guy who's also on Community?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said Bradley Cooper. You could have said
no one likes those people.
Why would you do that?
Because then you could say whatever that movie.
Then you could work his name into putting on the Ritz. Just like Bradley Cooper. Super duper.
Putting on the Ritz.
What's the name of Professor Chang? I can't think of his name. Ken Jeong.
Yes.
Is it Ken Jeong? Yeah.
Also in Knocked Up. I'm giving you these points.
Just giving
for later.
All of these
okay.
points.
But it's not actually giving points because we're not actually playing right now. But we should probably play again after another score update.
Woo, score update.
Okay, yay, so exciting. All right, so presently in third place we have Andrew, who got 5 points in total, but 1 negapoint. So you have 4 points.
Negapoint.
Doubled from last
time. Yeah, I've doubled my score.
Second
if I continue
place
to double.
Goes to Alex with 20 points, but no negapoints.
No negapoints.
No negapoints.
What?
All right. And then in first is Dankins with 25, but he has 2 negapoints, so technically 23.
All right. Right. All right. All right.
Dan has pulled ahead.
He was already ahead.
Yeah.
He's pulled ahead even further.
No, because I was losing by 3 last time, too.
I keep track of these things.
Yeah, you were. Never mind. Never mind.
If you factor in my score, he has.
Okay,
so.
All right. All right, that's fair.
Okay. So, why can't I think of that name?
Because it's hard.
Maybe you can. I'm going to say The Hunger Games.
Nope.
Thwack.
Dan.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Movie.
Thwack.
Meh.
Dan.
American Hustle.
Cast. Damn.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, that ended quickly.
Yep.
All right, yeah, so let's...
Bradley Cooper, son of a bitch.
2 more points.
Curse you, Bradley Cooper. All right, so we'll jump off again and go with... Yeah, why not? The old standby. Tom Hanks.
Schwack. Man.
Oof. Let's go with Alex on that one.
The Green Mile.
Movie.
Schmack.
Thwack.
Alex.
Big.
Cast.
Thwack.
Dan.
Oh, why did I say that? I withdraw. There's no one else in that movie.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You poor.
Anyone else
want to
pick this up?
The cast of Big? Nope.
Okay. That was short. Okay. And now, where shall we go?
Somewhere awesome.
Somewhere warm. Oh, I'm tempted. Speaking of beards, Brian Blessed.
Dang it!
Wow.
I saw
not
him
wearing headphones, and that hurt.
I saw him going there, and I had to jump in.
You saw my eyes light up.
I did.
Alex,
Hamlet.
Whoa. Movie again?
Shrek. Ah.
Oh my gosh. Andrew.
Flash Gordon. I went with the surefire answer.
Gordon's alive?
Gordon's alive! I could do it full volume if you prefer. Do you like your
No, yeah. We're good. We're good. We're good.
Movie.
Black.
Dan.
Tarzan.
Oh, man.
Yes!
Beautiful. Okay.
Yep.
Cast.
It's the only one I know. Thwack.
Dan.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Movie.
Schmack.
Dan.
League of Their Own.
Movie.
Snow.
Thwack.
Andrew.
Carolyn the Spy.
That's not the name of it, but I know.
You can't correct me, so I get the point.
They can, but
Harriet the Spy.
Yep.
Damn it!
There you go. Harriet the Spy. Okay, we'll take it. That's fine.
Damn it.
Let's go with cast.
Thwack.
Dan.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Eurotrip.
Cast.
Oh man.
Oh god.
Thwack.
Dan.
I can't think. Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Not the direction I thought that was going, but movie.
Snuff.
Andrew.
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, he was Nick Fury.
All right. Movie.
Thwack.
Dan.
Baywatch.
Cast.
Thwack.
Dan.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Movie. Mm-hmm.
Snuff.
Thwack.
That's Andrew.
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Cast.
No way.
We all just know.
No,
about
they
it.
Spent all her money on her breasts. Just, yeah. That was the movie.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it, and I know it's terrible.
Why did you have to bring us to the Nick Fury, though?
I could not.
I was impressed. David it's Hasselhoff. Not like, I couldn't think of David. I was like, Hasselhoff.
I could have named like Baywatch and a couple other movies, but that was the one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was made for TV.
Though David Hasselhoff, we could have also done the SpongeBob movie.
Yep.
Or we could have do an embarrassing home YouTube video.
Yeah, the one with the burger on the floor.
This is a mess.
Though, this is actually a good time for us to wrap up.
Yes, let's...
So, yeah. Andrew, AJ, if either of you have plugs, anything that's going on Friday or thereafter that you know about, that other people should know about, social media that you're on that you want people to acknowledge, anything that... While Katie tabulates the scores, if either of you, Andrew, anything for you?
Leave me alone on Facebook.
Yeah, well, yeah, we skip Stalkerbook. But nothing on the
no. I seriously
event
don't
calendar.
I don't want people to friend me on Facebook.
Oh no I mean outside of that, like if you're yeah, there's a fun concert or something. I don't know.
I wish I was more up to date.
No, okay, well.
I'm in a similar boat. It's my life is school and work. So, I mean, last time I had something good, but that's done. So, nope. There's nothing interesting going on in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have something to contribute. February Madness was excellent. It happened yesterday or Monday. And, yeah, it was great. It was the theme was 10 minutes before or after Shakespeare, and that's... Again, that's hosted by the Unit Collective over at the Playwrights Center. Next month's Madness is going to take place on March 31st. It's a Monday. And the theme... Do you remember what the theme was going to be, Producer Katie?
Cabin Fever.
Oh, yes. Cabin Fever. So plays written around that theme of just being sick of winter and being cooped up inside and all that. So
who's producing the ice fishing play?
Apparently, Producer Katie.
It's brilliant.
Yes. So, other than that, I think we mentioned it last week, but all of Breaking Bad is on Netflix now. I might actually finally finish the thing, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
On a more mature and very adult note, Adventure Time Season 3 came out on DVD today, so.
Oh, excellent.
And Card Wars came out as a very fun iOS app and physical card game, though I haven't figured out where they're selling the cards at this point, but the game itself is incredibly addictive on my phone.
Internet? It's not on the internet?
No, it's an app.
But the cards on the internet?
Could you get the cards on the internet?
I imagine there are shops that have like a couple of versus packs at this point.
Mm. Okay.
So just type in Card Wars.
Oh, is it like a collectible card game where you buy packs?
Yeah,
and...
yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like those nerds who play Magic the Gathering.
Nerd. So
it's not a set deck. It's like a, oh, here you go. Here's a bunch of cards.
It's fun.
Buy more cards. Buy all the cards.
Buy cards forever.
Every last card.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. I play a couple of those online card games. They're the devil.
So, I believe that's it for me for now. And you can, of course, find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. And I'll leave it at that this week. Dan, what do you have?
No Last FM.
No, because my iTunes is still
wonky.
Yeah, it's a driver issue.
In terms of anything really to plug, at this point, I will say that... no, you know what? I retract that. There's nothing really going on enough to mention.
I told you.
You get a nega point for that plug.
I know.
It is incredibly boring in the Twin Cities right now because it's so cold.
There's something.
Nope.
But, okay, no, I actually retract my retraction. Pay attention to the Minneapolis parking restrictions going on currently. Don't get your car towed because that's an ordeal no one should endure. And the price tag is way too expensive, so...
What is the fine? I never heard that.
If you're ticketed before you're towed, minimum $42. And then if you are towed, that's extra, like, $150 minimum on top of that, based on how long you wait to pick up your car.
Can be a great deal more.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. In fact, most cities are running out of money to plow, so they're going to have to start ticketing people somehow.
Oh, yeah. That's clever. And,
I mean, they allocate a certain amount of money to emergencies of sorts, but in the past few years, we've kind of been very hit or miss. Like, some years we've been okay and covered, but other years, you know, we've spent the money in a month.
Yep.
So it's... The ticketing goes toward what could eventually turn into a good cause, but we'll see. But we should get to the points, so let's see.
In second place.
In third place, Andrew, you had 9 points.
I'm one nega point.
Oh, no.
So you end up with 8 points. We also got 50 newbie points. So you came in third with...
58?
58, yes.
Maths.
Maths are good.
In a technical second place, I got 35 points, but 3 nega points with 32 points. But I got 42 points for my teal shirt.
Oh, I should have seen this coming.
Are you sure it's not the light and it's just green?
I did not plan for this.
It's teal-ish. And then, so I technically end at either 74 or my terrible plug, which I corrected, which is a negative point, so we'll say it's 73.5.
What?
73.5 points. Yeah, okay. I lost a point for saying I had a bad, and then I got it back by, you know, saving myself.
Right, that's right.
But in first place, AJ, you had 23 points, no nega points. You got 50 points for no nega points.
Oh.
And then you also got an extra 2 points for your Brian Blessed exuberance.
Oh, wow.
So winning by 1.5. AJ, congratulations. And we'll see everyone next week for episode 120.
I was exuberant about Brian Blessed.
Well,
did the Brian Blessed
You had
voice,
the control, so. Though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you can't win them all.
Well, you got that point, too.
Yeah,
so you're in fourth
you
place.
2 points. So you came in fourth with 2 points.
It's a solid effort.
Five points.
Okay, Katie gave me the 3 I love you points. So
it was nice.
That's lovely.
5 points. That's not bad.
Fantastic. Yay.
You could do worse.
I could.
I think you have.
I could. I have. Well.
And then there was next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.